How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Well, we can't say that the Bears don't entertain us now, can we? Welcome in. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast, whether you're listening on Spotify or if you're listening on Apple. It's appreciated. Or if you're on the YouTube page, we have a YouTube page for House of L. Go look for it and become a subscriber. It doesn't cost you anything. I put out the videos. I think we did like 5 videos last week, so it was good, including the Carmen Vitale preview of the Vikings. If you want to give the Bears credit, they did a pretty decent job of not allowing Caleb Williams to get crushed with the blitzing scheme that we see this team use. The Bears did a decent enough job of getting the ball out. It wasn't until the end, though, that the offense flourished, and I do think they flourished a little bit because of the situation, and I was quite honestly surprised to not see Minnesota attack a little bit more. But the Bears had some answers for what they were doing. There's going to be a lot of weird and a lot of bad inside of this episode of the podcast. But let me hit on a couple of good things that I thought that came out of this loss. DJ Moore is the king of run after the catch. He's awesome at it. And I'm glad that they figured out a way to use him in those roles and allow him to keep doing what he's doing. Keenan Allen had a couple of drops, but he also had some big catches for them. The Bears, in some instances, did a great job of kind of attacking where the Vikings were blitzing from with the run game. And then the comeback inside of the game, like seeing the Bears not give up, which is great. They didn't win, but which is not great, but they didn't give up, and they were able to keep attacking. I think that if you've learned nothing else this season, if we as a collective have learned nothing else, we've learned that Caleb Williams is a gamer. He's a gamer. Like, he's not going to quit. He's not going to give up. He's going to try to figure it out. He's gonna keep grinding and keep throwing the ball down the field and trying to make things happen. I think that that's great. I am bothered, though, that for the most part, the offense was stymied in this game. And I know that the numbers don't, like when you look at the final score and go, well, Lawrence, what are you talking about? We were all watching the same game. And in real time, you saw an offense that took, I don't want to say took steps backwards, but we're held to a stalemate pretty much throughout this game. You do have a 100-yard receiver in DJ Moore in this game, and you had a couple of big catches from Rome Odunze, couple of big catches from Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet with some big catches and also a big drop inside of here, but they ran the ball in this game. And this is even with Caleb, and Caleb did a great job of running the ball when he had to. Even with Caleb, they averaged 3.5 yards per carry. If you took Caleb out of that, we're talking closer to 2.5 yards per carry. And that's not good at all. Or 2.0 yards per carry without Caleb being in the mix. They did hit him a couple of times. That DJ Moore play I thought was big. But you look on the other side of it and look what Minnesota's offense was able to do. They had 2 100-yard receivers or pass catchers. Jordan Addison had 162 yards on 8 of 9. TJ Hockenson, I thought, controlled the end of the fourth quarter and overtime. Seven catches for him, 114 yards. And then you have a 100-yard rusher in Aaron Jones. And I know that the Bears did a good job. They made him fumble. But I think the play that just boggles the mind, like when you start talking about the Bears' defense, is the third and 13 where it's Nick Mullins out there. And he gets 14 yards when he needs 13. And Darnold, his numbers, again, look great. This is the ninth time this year that he has had a passer rating over 100. 22 of 34, 330 yards for him, two touchdowns, no interceptions. By the way, Caleb also over 300 yards passing, also two touchdowns, also a passer rating over 100. He did not throw an interception. He continues to really take care of the ball. There was that awful sack, though, that he took in overtime that flipped the field to the advantage of Minnesota. The things that doomed the Bears inside of this game was, one, not having an answer for TJ Hockenson. Two, allowing Minnesota to convert some big third downs inside of this game. Three, special teams. Special teams killed you. You may have lost a game this week because you didn't correct something that was apparent last week. We talked about it on the post-game show. You saw it. You saw what Matt LaFleur said about Rich Bisaccia explaining to the team, hey, the Bears have a weakness on their field goal team, and it kept getting exploited. I think we have an answer now that Braxton Jones is the one that's been getting exploited, and they did eventually make the change over to Darnell Wright in that spot. But these are when you hear the Bears as a collective talking about the concept of details, and we're on top of these details. These are the types of details that get you beat. You weren't on top of the details on this. You weren't on top of the details to tell Carter to get away from the ball. And I know that the players count and his experience should tell him that is not something he should be doing. I'm sure he feels horrible about it. And I get the idea of, well, he redeemed himself with the big return. You shouldn't be in a position where you have to redeem yourself. Some of this stuff should just be automatic to you.
Movement has the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics. Be the good gifter this year. Shop 30 to 60% off now at Movement.com and enjoy fast and free shipping. That's MVMT.com.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
It's another really long losing streak, a 5-game losing streak. When Matt Eberflus went on losing streaks like this before, there were extenuating circumstances that allowed people to just kind of ignore it. What I see consistently is a guy that doesn't handle the clock well, doesn't handle strategy well. And I know what you're thinking. Lawrence, they came back, they tied the game, took an overtime. You're right. They did, and they deserve credit for that. If I were doing a pod on the Vikings, I would talk about how their players didn't realize the details of the ball has to travel 10 yards. You ran up to run into it and give them life, and it could have cost you the game. Now, it didn't, and they made some huge plays. Darnold made some huge throws in overtime to set it up. I was questioning them kicking on second down in the OT. It's like, you could just keep running it. You could run at least one more and maybe two more. But, like, I'll give you another example. Eberflus calls a timeout on that third down play, the third and 10, right? After the sack, they get 10 yards back. It's third and 10. Somebody saw something they didn't like, and they called a timeout. Now, in my mind, in that moment where you call a timeout, you can't then give up the conversion. And what did they do? Immediately gave up the conversion. Because Justin Jefferson takes up so much of your defensive game plan, it allowed Jordan Addison to get free. And he got free, and he made plays, and he got yards. TJ Hockenson would come all the way across the formation and be wide open. There was the one play where he got TJ Edwards on a stanky leg, and it was not good for our guy TJ. But in some of the zone stuff that the Bears were doing, Hockenson just found quiet places to sit. And then they threw him the ball, and it was all good. At this point, when you're talking about, man, and it's another one of those what could have been, where if the Bears were able to win this game, even though the odds are against you, it's a short week and you're going to Detroit to play the best team in the NFL, that game has a lot more juice if the Bears are sitting here at 5-6. They're sitting here at 4-7. And they are they have earned it. They've earned their record this year. And even with the good things that happen, you see like cool stuff, like Jack Sanborn making a play in a critical passing situation. He comes up with a pass defense. You see Caleb Williams hop, skipping, and jumping over players to make plays down the field. All of that stuff. And at the end of it, you're just stuck with, how did they lose again? How were they able to lose? It has been an incredibly entertaining season. It just hasn't been a winning one. You can't take your eyes off of the Bears. You just can't. Because there's weird stuff going on. There's a guy growing up right before our eyes. He's making plays. They got back into this game. You can't take your eyes off of them. But at the end, they always lose. Why is that? I mean, I know what my answer is, but I'm curious to know what yours is, and you can leave it in the comments. It's entertaining, but it's still losing football. It's still a losing brand of football. And they don't have any answers. No one up there has any answers. And anyone who tells you that they thought that this team would have this record at this point, like, no one up there thought that. They are way below their own expectations. Everyone up there, it's time to win. That's what we saw on Hard Knocks. And there isn't that. You're still missing so much. And in football, it's hard. It's hard to stair step your way to a championship. And you start thinking about, like, the players that will be a year older and maybe they're a step slower and all this stuff. How big of an opportunity have you missed out on this year? Because you're not buttoned up. You're not well coached. You don't have the best end of game strategies or end of half strategies. And we see it over and over and over again. I hope that they have the integrity, that Ryan Poles has the integrity and the honesty to look at this clearly and say, coach got to go. Like, I'll just, and I know we talked about it already, but just the example of We spent all week talking about the field goal block that ended the game last week against the Packers. It was a point of emphasis for them. And they walked into this game and did the same damn thing, and the same result happened. They got blocked. That says that as much as you want to talk about details, as much as you want to walk in front of a microphone, Richard Hightower, and say it's on you, you damn right it's on you. It's on you. Your unit cost the Bears the game. And inside of this season, there have been multiple moments where special teams cost you, multiple moments where the defense has cost you, multiple moments where the offense has cost you. You know what that means? That means the Bears are a bad team. And they're going to end up with a really bad record. And Thanksgiving could be incredibly embarrassing with the way the Lions just kind of go after teams with their crazy point differential that they're on. It's sad. The only thing I'll say is at least you're being entertained. And I know it sucks. I know it's sucky entertainment. But at least you can't turn the channel. Maybe you will after Thanksgiving. Maybe you'll make the conscious choice of, I'm not going to be watching the rest of this. If there is nice weather, and it doesn't look like it, but if there is some nice weather in December, you should go out and enjoy it. Or activities that are inside that don't have to do with the Bears. Because my goodness, it is rough. They are a rough watch. Shout out to Remy Martin, our sponsor. We love Remy. We are very excited to continue our partnership with them. I'll have something for you as much as I'm going to do as much as I can this week. I'm thinking, we'll go every day. I won't even take Thursday off, right? Because there'll be a game. So we'll have something for you every day except for maybe Friday. But we'll see. Maybe I'll interview someone in between time and we'll post it then. I'm sorry that they're bad, and I wish that this was more celebratory, but you know what it is. I look forward to seeing your comments. If you're on the YouTube page, if you're on Spotify or Apple, you can come over here to the House of L YouTube page and you can comment as well. We look forward to that. And however you're consuming the podcast, we appreciate you. Great numbers on the episode with Carmen. She said that she is definitely willing to come back. So I'll figure out a way to get her back on the podcast because she was a big hit and she's great. And she stressed her way through that Arizona State BYU game, which was wild yesterday. If you didn't see it, you got to go find the recap of it because it was bizarre for sure. I appreciate you. Thank you for the support of this podcast. Thanks to Remy Martin, our sponsor. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.